Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 28th of March, and here sunny with clouds this morning on 27 degrees Celsius with the promise of sunshine and partly clouds today and clear to partly cloudy and warm over the night. Temperatures from low 27 to high 34 with heat index of 40 degrees Celsius. Blazing sun with maximum ultraviolet index of 11, which is extreme. Winds from southeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts of 22 km per hour. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 80%. As the temperatures are rising, also the city is getting empty. We see the taxis pulling in and out, and in 1 month the holiday starts. According to that, also the schedules of the events are practically nil for this week, but there are still some things you can look forward to. Land Board informed us that cashew, mango and tamarind harvest is ready for lease, so interested Aurovillians may contact Stefan Arach, Land Board office in Town Hall, or call him on 262-2657. And they are saying in case of more than one interested party, the highest bidder will be awarded the lease. Late date for full payment is 30th of March. Thereafter, plots will be offered for public auction on 8th of April. From Freeland Bookshops comes the good news about Satprem's notebooks on Apocalypse Volume 3, 4 and 5, which they've been translated into English by a team of dedicated people and are now available for reading in Auroville. You will find a copy of the Volume 3 in the Auroville Library next to the Solo Kitchen, and the Volumes 4 and 5 can be borrowed from Freeland Bookshop at 262-3145, where you will also find DVD, L'Homme Après Homme, Satprem, The Way Forward, The Within, original French with English subtitles. And Volume 6 will be ready soon and others to follow. Portu's purchasing service informs us that they will be closed on Thursday, March 31st. Also stall and snack bar for stock taking and cleaning, and they are sorry for the inconveniences. And Manoj shares with us an interesting news on education for Auroville youth on India's premier design institute, National Institute of Design, NID, Ahmedabad, is now offering online design course. Note NID Edu features self-directed online design education classes taught by distinguished NID faculty. So whether students are getting ready for a design degree or have an interest in the power of good design, note classes can help them get started. Course sequences and hands-on projects help students build practical skills that stand out in today's competitive and diverse economy. The launch of the first class Design Fundamentals has already been well received and gathering positive feedback from students. So all aspiring youth who would like to step into the world of the design, you should check out No Design Fundamentals and share them with your network about this big step from NID. Quiet is offering 3 workshops in April with Daria and Daniel, starting on Saturday and Sunday this weekend with Couples in Flow, continue with Water and Dance on 4th and 5th of April, and finishing with Liquid Flow Basic with Daria and Daniel between Wednesday to Monday, 11th of April. India classical singer Lakshmi Santra started Hindustani music lessons at Kalari Grammy. She will have the classes every Sunday at 9 a.m. Kalari Grammy is next to Adi Shakti and is a center for the South Indian martial art form Kalari. It is also space for research and exploration into artistic practices, healing and spirituality from the base of Kalari. The vision comes from Veera Shri Swami Gurukul, who started Hindustani Kalari Sangam in Calicut, Kerala, almost 60 years ago. So Kalira Gram is also therefore a continuation of tradition, wisdom handed down and being transformed as it passes from generation to generation. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen meditation on Savitri Book 7, the Book of Yoga. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Family, Haiku 2, made in 2015 in India, director Panidraj. Tomorrow there was screen German drama, The Chambermaid Lynn, made in 2014 by director Ingo Hepp. And on Wednesday we will see an interesting documentary, special screening of Devika Gamkar's film Sanji, Traditional Kalakar. Sanji, Traditional Kalakar. Originating as decorative patterns of art citing Lord Krishna, Sanji art was made of cow dung on village walls by unmarried girls in Braj, Mathura, Vrindavan and Gandhara. This was part of temple tradition in the 17th century and became part of the temple art by the 19th century. Sanji art is an intricate stencil of art from where Sancha is the mold worm from which the stencil is cut. Sanji is not a decorative art but a prayer and a service towards their beloved god. With focus on one family, this fascinating film attribute flows in the natural relationship of the art in life and the life in art. The narrative widens that to the cinematic platform of human expression and human connections with other traditional art. From Sri Aurobindo's letters on yoga, we read, "A new consciousness is coming based upon inner silence and quietude. You must wait quietly for that to develop. True knowledge, true perception of people and things will come in that new silent consciousness." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroviewradio.org.